Blog Talk Radio.
This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're listening to DDP Radio.
Yo, 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 it's me, DDP, and as usual, we're off to a rocky start. You gotta love when that happens, especially when people try to call in on me. Oh, this is funny. There's this guy, Ron Simmons. I put Ron Simmons bullshit in there. He's a guy who calls my house or calls my cell phone, and he leaves messages just like he's Ron Simmons. It's classic. I mean, really classic. I mean, he must have got annoyed because I ignored him because he's trying to call back again. Okay, we're live. We're live and in color here on DDP Radio. Tonight, we are going to be talking about the YRG Retreat Extravaganza. Getting the details of that. We're bringing my sister on as well. Hopefully, we have Sparky going to be on. He was on here earlier, but his phone sounded like he was sitting in a popcorn maker. Am I right, Robert? Hello, Robert. I guess Robert's listening to someone else calling in. Love when that happens. Is Stacy on board yet? We have Stacy on board.
Yeah, hi,
Robert?
Dallas.
How are you, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you still on your trip, or what are you doing?
I'm calling you from a Starbucks in Richmond, and they're closing now. So I've got to, you know, if there's any noise, I apologize. I've got to get out to my car.
We love your your loyalty to pop on that in the middle of your little trip there.
And
we just had Sparky on earlier, and he sounded like he was in a popcorn maker. He was crackling so bad. So we'll have to see if Robert can fix that. I want to talk about a few things before we get into talking about the retreat and any questions anybody wants to come on and ask. What's been happening? We have started. We officially are in the year of the Diamond Cutter. I want to thank everybody for sending me all those happy birthday wishes. It was a good time. I went from being in Buffalo down to Atlanta to do the WrestleMania Hall of Fame deal, which was great, and I got an amazing response walking out of the tunnel, and I thought there was going to be like a camera, you know, on me when I came walking in there, and that would have, you know, people would have seen me got a pop, but there was no cameras, and I just came out, but all the people on the side who were watching people walk out started going, DDP, so I came out through the Diamond Cutter side up, and the whole side of the building popped, and then as I was walking towards the other side, Stephanie McMahon jumped up, and she goes, Dallas, because she had no idea I was there, and she gave me a big hug, which was really sweet of her. And then I walked over to the other side through the Diamond Cutter up, and I know some of the old-timers are going, that showboat. And they were, they had to be talking some shit, no question. And then I found my way to sit down with my brother, the yoga doc, and Ray Glacier. He was, Ray Lloyd, was with me as well, and found some seats and watched what I thought was a really good Hall of Fame. And then the next day I went into to meet with some of the boys and you know, before WrestleMania, and it was just an unbelievable spectacle in the dome, and I heard they had it sold out. There had to be like 80,000 people there that day. I unfortunately had to get back, so I didn't get a chance to actually experience WrestleMania that night, but they had definitely a good vibe going when I left anyway, and came back, and then Angie and I went off to Palm Springs for to celebrate the dawning of the year of the Diamond Cutter, the 55th birthday, and we had a great time. And now I'm back in L.A. and get things together for the relaunching again of YRG. And I know you guys have heard me talk about a lot about Zero Impact Fitness, et cetera, but I was actually thinking about, you know, I really put a lot of thought into actually changing the name, you know, because of people calling it my yoga. And And I went through so many different changes because we're not grabbing people that do yoga. And the reality is people who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga, you know, to find them, to get them to try YRG is a challenge. So I figured, let me just eliminate the challenge and just change the name. And then I kept talking to people because I didn't want it to just be a reaction because I'm so attached to the letters YRG for the simple point that they're so close to any energy, and because it's been with me the whole time. And, you know, I always thought that when I first started this journey that I would be the black sheep of yoga, and that, you know, the people that were real yogis wouldn't really get it. And that was cool anyway because I wasn't trying to attract them anyway. And is why are we breaking up like that, Robert? Is that Sparky's phone?
Oh, no, girl, I've got Sparky muted. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, Sparky. Yeah, but I'm hearing like some crackling there. Is that my phone?
It may be. I'm not sure because we've got.
Are you hearing me clearly?
Sparky muted. Yeah, there's a little bit of feedback in the back.
It might be.
Okay, well,
I think
I'm heading out of Starbucks. There is a little music here. Do you want me to call back?
No, it's okay. It's all right. Just pop in your car. Do your thing. I thought it was a crackling or something. Don't worry about it. So the bottom line is I was really considering changing the name and reconstructing it. And then I get to WrestleMania. I'm so used to people coming up to me saying, so DDP, how's your yoga doing? And I go, it's not yoga. It's YRG. And then I was standing ringside and Johnny Morrison, who is an image of Jim, the old Jim Morrison, and that's his character. He's such a handsome son of a bitch. He looks just like Jim Morrison. He came up to me and he goes, DDP, man, how's your YRG going? And I just had to pop, you know, like, you called it YRG. He goes, yeah, I get it. I understand what you're trying to do, blah, blah, blah. So I'm with some of my potential investors of the next run at making YRG like worldwide and taking it to a whole nother level. And two of my buddies, they're both ex-football players and played 5 years in the NFL. And one of them said, dude, you were always a trendsetter. He said, you were ahead of your time. He goes, right now in the NFL and in pro sports in general, they are bringing in yoga teachers that teach the guys yoga because they know that it's helping them, you know, get rid of injuries. And they would much rather be doing your stuff than their stuff because it is the next level. So I gave that a lot of thought, and I just thought how I'm going to repitch this is I am going to, when I get ready to do the new infomercial and get ready to now that's really breaking up now, Rob. You don't hear that?
I do. Let me Is that better?
Yeah, I don't hear it now. What did
you
do?
Yeah, I muted Stacy for right now.
Okay, well, we'll bring her on. I say Stacy, unmute her. The bottom line is that I'm going to keep the name, and I'm going to brand it as YRG. It's my Zero Impact Fitness. And what I want to do with this next infomercial is it's going to be really cutting. It's going to be cutting edge to a point of it's going to be funny, but it's going to be in your face, which is who I am, you know. But at the same time, it's, you know, it's not. So I don't know how to really explain that, but really eventually show it. I'll just tell you it'll be nothing like the videos that was up there before, except for the results, which is all that really counts. There's a lot of things I want to do that, you know, that are gritty and that are going to make people react, or literally they'll love it or they'll hate it. It's one of those things. And either way, I don't care because it's sort of like wrestling to me. I just want them to react and to, you know, talk about what we're doing right here, because what we're doing is really, really special. And we're going to get an opportunity to spend some really quality time together coming into August 25th through the 29th. Now, you know, I talked about it a couple of months ago, and I know it's tax time now, so I know people are, you know, they're getting their tax money in, and, you know, maybe, or you've already spent it, or maybe you want to come down and experience what I believe is going to be an amazing time down in Mexico, which is the whole YRG retreat extravaganza. And that's exactly what it's going to be. So with that there, did my sister call in yet?
Not yet, no.
No, she didn't call yet? Okay, so I told her to call in about quarter after, so she'll call in pretty soon. So what I want to do is I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're going to be doing there. And anybody who has any questions or anything, what's our number, Robert, that anybody could call over here? 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. If you've got questions about the retreat, you can ask them if you've got other questions. We never have any straight format here. It's if you've got questions, we got time to listen and take answers. Why don't we bring Stacey on here? I want to see if she's still having
okay.
any feedback on that.
I'm in my car, and I think I have a quiet background now.
No, you do. That was perfect. You sound good. So where did you say you were again, Stace?
I'm in Richmond, Virginia, visiting my sister.
This is the same sister that you went to, I believe, a year ago, and you told me you were taking double black diamond with you, and you were going to do it every day. Is that the same trip a year ago?
Yep, same sister, and I just realized this is really my third year now of living the YRG lifestyle, because when I came down here 3 years ago, I was just starting, and I didn't tell anybody. I didn't want to talk about it, because to me, that would have been like saying I was going on another diet, you know?
Right.
And this year, every year, there's more and more change. And this year, you know, I'm at my lowest weight. I feel the best I've ever felt. And I'm taking all kinds of pictures because I want to catalog it on my blog, you know?
Now, saying that about the pictures, let me interrupt you there. Saying that about the pictures, don't you really wish you took the pictures the way I told you to in the beginning?
I'm not
busting your chops on that face. I'm letting other people know they really want to do it, because those six pictures are so pivotal. Like right now, the show that I am putting together right now, and I don't have the name right now. Let's call it DDP Changing Lives, for lack of a better story. It's about four families in different parts of the country. And it's sort of like the final four. And I can't give too many details out about it, but I will tell you that they will be living a lifestyle change. So when they go to, you know, you go to Biggest Loser, or you go to, Celebrity at That Farm, whatever they call it, VH1, or whatever one of these weight loss shows they do, the people have to walk back into their lives. And after they've been there for a month or 3 months or 6 months, it's culture shock. And most of them eventually revert back into it. I want to have a show that starts with these people, and it's in their lives, and it's a part of their lives. So when the show's over, they just continue. And that's what the whole – and this is why I'm going to keep going back to the retreat, and that's why I want to encourage – you know, as many of you to get, you know, that want to come, because I'm about to start advertising it now. I will have a video clip that my buddy Giorgio, our video editor, did. Well, it'll be up on my Facebook today. It'll be up on YRG Retreat today, which will be me talking about the retreat, but also pictures of the area, which is really, you know, an amazing place, and I can't think of a better person to explain it than my sister, who is an amazing individual in herself. Sally, is Sally on the line here?
I am, Paige. How are you, babe?
I'm
unstoppable
right now. I can hear you. I can hear you. You sound good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Hey, Dee.
So what did you say?
I said it's Team DDP all out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got Stacy there. I got Sparky in the back. Let's try to unmute Sparky and see if Sparky is still crackling. Is he hanging out in the popcorn factory? Sparky, you out there? Sparky. Moon to Sparky.
He dropped out.
Robert. He dropped out. Okay. All right. He got sick of being on that holding spot. Okay. Well, hopefully we'll find a better connection and call back. Okay. So, Sal, give us your perspective, because you've been there before. What's the El Dorado? Tell us what it's about.
Well, I have to say that where everybody's going to be flying into. You do fly into Cancun, Mexico, and you drive about 35 minutes south into the tranquility of the Riviera Maya. And Cancun,
wait a minute, back up. South, back up. They get picked up, right?
Yes, but what I'm saying to you is that not you personally, but when you fly into Cancun, you either you hang a left and you go to the hustle and bustle, or you hang a right. The transfers are included. As soon as you get off that flight, they're waiting for you. American Express representatives are there, and they whisk you away in the transfers, which are included. But when you're driving down that street, you are leaving the hustle bustle and going to tranquility, and it's peaceful. The hotels are separated from each other. They're not all on top of each other like when you go to Miami and it's action, action, action. There's a lot of choice here at this resort. It's the El Dorado Royale Spa Resort, which is a gourmet inclusive resort, which means that they have 5-star dining experiences. They have top shelf alcohol. They have organic greenhouse there that just serves you your organic vegetables, your herbs, and your fruits, which are picked, and they have an abundance of them, and they share that with 3 other El Dorado resorts and 2 of their other sister properties, which are family resorts. But we're just going to focus in on the El Dorado Spa Resort tonight because that's where our retreat is. A key factor here is that it is an adult-only resort. So that's really important, too, because when you're at an adult-only, in August, there's always kids at other resorts. So that's when you leave that airport, you're done with them. And then it's about you and the world in between you. Go ahead, Stace. You going to say something? I'm sorry.
No, good. I'll keep going.
Okay. So anyway, your package, whether you do a 3-night package or a 4-night package, includes your round-trip transfers to and from the airport, your room, which is a junior jacuzzi suite room. The rooms either have 2 double beds or a king bedded room. They have a double jacuzzi in the room. You have 24-hour room service. You have a stocked bar which has soda or a refrigerator that has sodas, juices, water, and beer, which is lovely. And then you have the balcony or lanai with a hammock and a couple chairs just to relax and chill out and hear the birds chirping or overlooking the Caribbean Sea, depending where your location is. All your meals are going to be included. What, honey?
So what you're saying is that the room service, that's included, the mini bar, that's included. I mean, everything. There's like no out-of-pocket.
No out-of-pocket. The gratuities are included. Anybody chooses to tip above and beyond, they can, but they do not ever have to feel the need. You don't feel compelled that you have to tip because it's included in the whole entire package.
Awesome.
Before
you go on, Val, let me interject here. One of the things I want people to understand that I'm going to be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but most of the people will be coming in on Friday. But the people who come in on that Thursday and want to spend the 4 days, it's going to be a really small group there. And there, you know, one of the things I want to explain is that we're going to have 2 workouts a day. You don't have to make those both workouts. Like I say over and over again on the videos, make the YRG workout your own. This is a lifestyle, and it's a great way to get people who are going in and out of the lifestyle to really like get a jump start. And if you come in there for that extra, that 4th day, and you want to learn more details, spend more, you know, more time, because I'm disposable, you know, the whole time, or I should say I'm not indisposable, I'm there, and I want to be on hand. And anybody who's doing this, you know that, you know, I'm like Mickey Mouse with tattoos, because some people were asking me, you know, are we going to do some different types of workouts? It's like, if you saw where I'm going right now, anyone who's got the opportunity from Henry Dembski to Doug to Rez to whoever has the, you know, experience to work out with me, they see that we're not even doing the workouts that are on the DVDs. They're reminiscent of that, but they've grown. They continue to grow. Like, I've got a workout right now that there's a handful of people can do, but I call it YRG Extreme, and it makes the double black diamond seem like energy. You know what I mean? It's like, it's that extreme. Is there ways to modify it? Absolutely. But there's always some place to go with this workout, and that's why I love it so much. But this lifestyle, and anyone who's coming to the retreat, I want you to come there. If you're 50 pounds, say you've lost 60, you know, 20 pounds or 50 pounds or whatever it was, and you still haven't hit your goal yet, I want you to be in a mindset that you have hit your goal. Because what I want people to do, who's typing away, quiet typer. What I want you to do is to come there as if you've hit your goal. Because if you're still like 50 pounds overweight, your goal is to leave still 50 pounds overweight. Because I want you to enjoy yourself. You know, we've got all this food, and we have the opportunity with this place that my brother-in-law happens to be a celiac, and he can't have, you know, wheat or dairy. So Sally went down there and got them to put together a wheat and dairy menu. So for those of you who want to be wheat and dairy, I'm going to show you how to make it taste unbelievable. But if you want to eat wheat and dairy, go for it. It doesn't matter to me. It's not my body. I just know what I'm putting in my body. I don't put that in there because my body feels so good, and nothing tastes better to me than being healthy. And we're going to have, you know, Angela's going to be, we got a couple of different recipes we're going to share with you, like her chicken pot pie, which is insane. It's the best
very
chicken pot
yummy.
Pie. Oh, yeah, we said that back. Sally was coming through going to, where'd you go, to Tahiti or something?
I went to Tahiti. For work. And when I was flying back through LA, Angie came to meet me and gave me all gluten-free desserts for Paulie and Sylvia, our mom. And of course she said, now don't let this one spill. This is a special chicken pot pie. And let me tell you, she drove me from international to domestic, and I didn't let a drop spill, but we ate that and it was enjoyable.
Yeah, it's really, really, matter of fact, I'm having it tonight. And we're going to be sharing a lot of different recipes. And people who are coming, you want to share it. You'll be more than welcome, because this is like a gathering, man. If you miss this, you're really going to be bummed out, because I'm going to do a whole series of video around it. Because I want people, and I don't care if there's 10 people there or 60, because it's not going to be more than 60. But, you know, I want it to be, you know, everyone to have an amazing time, and I want them to enjoy themselves. Like I said, there's going to be two workouts a day. I'm going to do one at 9:30, because I feel that's not too early, especially if you stayed out partying the night before. You can get your ass out of bed by 9, jump in the shower, jump in a pool, walk over to where we have this area, and you'll see it in the video. You can actually see all of it up on the site, the YRG Retreat site, but you can see it all in the video where Matt has like zeroed in on a lot of Giorgio zeroed in on a lot of stuff I was talking about, so you'll be able to see where we're going to be working out. And it's this really cool. Only thing I can talk about is sort of like a cabana. Wouldn't you say that, Sally? Like a huge cabana.
It's a palapa, as they call it.
Palapa.
And actually,
a palapa.
Yeah. And it's a covered area, which is open air, so the breeze is flowing, you can oversee. You're looking right over the ocean, and it is spectacular. And they do their entertainment at nighttime there, but during the day, it's all about you guys.
So at 9:30, we got a workout, and if you get there at 10, you get there at 10 or whatever. You know, we're going to have a 9:30 workout. It'll go for about an hour and 15 to an hour and a half. It'll have a cool down. We'll break off. I'll show different techniques of different things. The first day I'm there, I'll spend more than that if people want to, you know. But I also, this is a resort, too. There's so many things to do. And maybe you catch that workout, or maybe you want to come back and catch another one. All I know is when I eat like a gavon, and I tend to do that occasionally, I just make sure I work out that much harder. Because once you've hit your goal, it's way easier to hold on to it. Stacey, am I right on that or what?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm all for preventative exercise because I like to eat too, and that's the way to do it.
Exactly. Especially, you don't have to, once you get, you just have to give it up for that little bit of time and make those, you know, those sacrifices, if you will. But I mean, really, when you think about it, Stace, when you started this journey, it seemed like it was going to be forever, right?
Yeah, I didn't even want to think about it. That's how long it felt. That's just how far off it felt.
But once you got there, was it a blip or what?
It was. Looking back, I mean, it just, it feels like a couple of minutes went by, you know?
And that's
you look fabulous.
You know, and that's what I really want people to understand. When you start a journey to lose any kind of weight, you know, if you start thinking, oh, my God, I'm 100 pounds overweight or I'm 60 pounds overweight or whatever, that some people, it's 30, it's a big deal. You know, it's like if you think about it as I've got to climb that mountain instead of I got to put one foot in front of your, you know, the other. That's what makes it so much easier, focusing on the present and focusing on the goal, but don't get over, you know, daunted by it. And that's another reason why coming down to this extravaganza that we're going to be doing is I want people to be like-minded in the same group, all working towards the same goal, which is what Team YG is all about.
And
so,
you know what else made it easy for me, Dallas, or easier, was eating food that really tasted good. So that's why... You know, I mean, this whole retreat sounds wonderful, but the pot pie recipe alone, for me, is worth the price of admission. Just getting my hands on that. You know?
And actually doing it and making it, because you know we're going to have a couple different pots, and we've got a couple of different recipes that we're going to bring out. There's going to be a baking that's just baking stuff. And the other one, and we're going to do that like that first day, so we have not only that, but we have the goodies, you know, the muffins and the brownies and whatever, you know, to whatever, I can't remember what Angie's planning on bringing for this. And this way we'll have that for treats for people who want to be G-free and people who don't care. They've got so many treats, it's crazy. You know, so you don't have, this is five-star quality stuff we're talking about here. And like Sally was talking about, the Palapa, where we're going to be working out, it's all open air, so you catch the breeze, you get to see the ocean, and so it's not like we're in some dungeon. You know, this is going to be a really cool place to chill out. If it rains, we got a cover over us, and it'll probably be pretty cool if it rains. So, you know, whatever happens, we just go with the flow. And like, I'm going to break that that baking day. It'll be like probably like a two-hour class, and then we'll have another you know, cooking day where we got a couple of things we want to cook there that are teaching you how to eat with a food combining type of mentality, because that's another way to lose weight or stay lean. That's what I really work at whenever I'm going to do any kind of photo shoot or whatever. I go to strictly food combining for the second two meals of the day, so I don't mix my proteins and carbs, and I just get shredded. And that's because my metabolism is fast because I work that way. So, Sally, take me on from where you were talking. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
I don't know where I was now. There's a lot of that, besides the activities that you're going to be doing with your YRG retreats and doing your, but during the day, I mean, they have, you know, air rifle shooting, archery, beach volleyball, bike tours. They have bikes that they can just take out and do. You know, they have horseshoes, kayaks. They have Latin dance classes. They have, you can actually take a tour of the greenhouse if you want to, because that's pretty cool. They have Spanish lessons, tennis lessons. Of course, they have tequila tastings. And I think they have cigar rolling. Water aerobics, all sort of fun things that are included in the package. Now, if they want to do something to explore off the property, maybe one of the days they want to do that in the morning or late afternoon or whatnot, they can go see the history and the culture, Chichen Itza and Tulum, or they can actually go camel riding, because they have camels here at the El Dorado that they brought in from Africa to bring in, so they can go camel riding or horseback riding on the beach. So there's a lot of, and swim with the dolphins and do in the cenotes, because they have these underwater caverns in history in Mexico. There's a lot of different history and culture there. It's pretty cool. So if someone wanted to just stay for the three nights, but then maybe add it on a day or two, they certainly can to do other activities. It's only their choice. Now, as far as, remember how you talked about the food, which it is phenomenal. They actually have a smoothie bar, a health bar, that they make all sorts of different concoctions. And I'm sure, Paige, that you and Angie have a couple other recipes that you might want to share with the bartenders there at the health bar as well.
Cool.
Let's see.
Cool.
Now, let's see, where was I going? There is 7 different restaurants here. There's 13 different pools. There's the busy pools, and then there's the quiet pools. And then there's like a, almost like a lazy river type of pool. It's pretty neat, too. If anyone wants to do spa treatments, of course they have that here. They have a lot of different combinations. They have 8 different treatment rooms in one of the spas and 4 in the other. So they have a total of 12 different treatment rooms. Plus, if you wanted to get a massage on the underneath the palapas, they actually have spa treatments that you can actually do massages outside too. So you hear the ocean crashing, and it's pretty beautiful. We're
right.
Close to town. Go ahead.
All right, so cool. So that, I just wanted to really want to give an overall, and the bottom line is, Sal, what's the price on this? Because this is why, the reason why I picked Mexico and did not pick the States, because really what it comes down to, if you share up with a room with somebody, I think it's like $225 a day. If you're by yourself in a room, what's it, about $275 a day or something like that, Sal, if you're by yourself?
If you're by yourself and it's a single occupancy in a junior suite for 3 nights, the single person rate is $8.25. And that, remember, that includes your transfers, all your meals, your lodging,
so
your tipping.
So basically $275 a day. Yeah, but $275 a day is what it is if you're by yourself. Now, if you if you double up with somebody, then it's like $225 a day. And so you're saving $50. If you're extra $50, I'd rather be by myself, but that's me. You know, but as far as when you think about that $225, all your meals, everything, all the workouts, all the stuff. If I was to take something like, let's say we went to Florida and we went to a Marriott courtside. By the time you paid for the room, paid for your meals, paid for the rooms and all the stuff that I would have had in the kitchens and all that shit, it'd have been way more than that. And it would have been way shittier. I mean, this place is the bomb. And that's why I chose it. And like I said, we do a lot of filming on it. And if you want to be a part of it, great. If you want to wait till the next time and see it, you'll see it in the video. And that's Sal, that's really all I wanted to bring out today. Is there any other points? Stacey, do you have any questions about anything?
Well, yeah, I was wondering. I've heard that working out with you in person is a little different from watching the DVD. What's that
without
like?
A doubt.
I've never done that.
You've never worked out with Paige personally?
No.
Never.
We've never met.
Oh, my gosh, Stacey. Oh, my gosh, Stacey. Wait till you see. The other morning, I mean, I was out there on March 17th at nighttime. We went to bed at, 4 o'clock my time, Paige? So I think you went to bed about 1:32, and I got up at 8 o'clock. He's sleeping out, poking him. It's 8 o'clock. I'm like, are you going to get up? Are you going to give me a workout? And we worked out for what? You say an hour and 25 minutes. I'm now looking at the watch because I have to get on a flight. But I'm not saying anything because he is kicking my butt. And I was very proud for Paige to look at me, and he goes, have you been doing your YRG? Because I just gave you a kick-ass workout. I said, thought I was lying. I've been doing it 3 days a week. I don't do it 6 days. I want to do it, but I'm going to tell you. I said, I've been doing it 3 days a week, Paige. He goes, I'm very proud of you. Because, you know, he knows. I get off track, so it's always right to get right back on track, and it's hard. You know how it is. And then you got to, and I said, I have to make time for myself. So I was poking him. I go, you're going to get up? He goes, you're going to do it? I said, hell yeah. So he did. He got out of bed and he kicked my butt.
But the bottom line is, you know, it's just all I do more than anything is I help. And the one thing I love about, you know, Biggest Loser, because there's a lot of things I really do love about Biggest Loser. Like, I really love Bob, Jillian. Sometimes I want to choke her out. Well, a lot of times I mute. I fast forward her inspirational talks as well because they're so canned to me. But Bob's, I believe Bob actually really gives a shit. But I hate the way they kill the people. One of the things that I'm going to do in my show when I finally get on the air is I'm going to show people by the heart monitor and everything, you don't have to work that hard. You don't have to bust your ass that hard. But if you've built up the conditioning, and Stacey, I know you have, okay, you couldn't be doing double black diamonds
okay? You couldn't be doing them day after day when you're doing it. You just couldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
And when you're there, it's just, you know, if there's one thing that God gave me, it was the ability to inspire people to believe in themselves. And when you're there, I'm telling you, you're going to go to a different level. You're going to do shit that you didn't think you could do. Now, let me tell you, I'm doing Arthur's right now. I'm starting it this week. DDP Changing Lives will be a series of, and I want to do one. The first ones that I'm going to do with Arthur, then I'm going to do one with Stacey, I'm going to do one with Doug, I'm going to do one with people who I have pictures and a relationship with, that we're going to do one, of course, with Terry, you know. But Arthur's going to be the first one that I'm going to do, and because there's a point of where Arthur is today and the things that he's doing today. Like, he'll send me some pictures sometimes of something he did, and one of them was the full-on split. Like the cheerleader, not, you know, legs out to the side, but one leg in front of the other. Complete split, his butt on the ground. And I was like, oh, my God. Now, I have been working on that, but not really working on that for the last 9 years. And I've been, the closest I've gotten is probably 6 inches from the ground, my butt to the ground. But, you know, by the time I really realized that he got it, I was like 9 or 10 inches from the ground. And I said, you know what? If that son of a bitch can do it, so can I. So I started making it part of my workouts that I work out with my friends. And 3 weeks ago, which is less than 3 months, I am on a full-on split at 6'4", 230 pounds, my right leg in front and my left leg in front, both my entire body on the mat. So there's always somewhere else to go. And now I'm trying this figure four thing where you have to see it to really understand it. I could do it a long time ago, but I stopped doing it. And when you stop doing something, you start to build up all of that scar tissue. And that's what, you know, YRG eliminates. If you continue to do it and continue to go back to that spot that's stiff or hurt, and you've just got to work your way through it. So, you know, you will go. You'll have so much fun, and that's what it is. I make it fun because the video doesn't stop and doesn't do Simon Says with you. I do. I make sure you're paying attention from the punches.
Oh, he does.
Quoting knees, and I want to see a screw up, you know. But then at some point, I don't. Nobody else does either. It becomes pretty funny.
Well, somewhere on the YRG site, Doug posted pictures of what he looked like at the end of one of your workouts. And I mean, basically, it looked like he just jumped into a lake, you know? I mean, he was completely wiped out.
Well, imagine what it would be like with when we're in humidity that's 96 whatever percent there. That's the beauty.
Please,
that
Paige, I was there last year at that same time. And it's gorgeous. It was warm.
Really?
But the breeze was rocking. I was very comfortable.
Cool.
That's good to know. I didn't know that. So that would be even better. So let's open up to, you know, if anybody has any questions or anything. Do we have any, Robert, do we have anybody in the chat room? Or not chat room,
we've got
questions?
One. Yeah, we actually have two callers on the line. The first one is... Okay. No, actually, Don must have dropped because I don't see him anymore. So I guess the first one up will be Rich.
I'm still here.
Yo, well, all right, well, Donnie.
Hey, Paige, how's it going?
Good, man. How's your work? How's your workouts going, man?
Kicking my ass, but feeling good. I'm loving it. I'm feeling a lot better. My doctor just told me I had to go to him the other day. He told me, well, I don't know what you're doing, but you lost another 5 pounds. So whoopity-doo. But I feel a lot better. I'm starting to feel like I did when I played football, as far as being, you know, being feeling like a giant ball of elastic. I guess the only thing I had to say was I just wanted to tell you thanks. The workout is going good. I'm seeing some serious improvements, flexibility wise, and I'm looking at this whole retreat thing, and I'm trying to figure out ways that I can make it happen for both my wife and I. And I'm really wanting to do it, so we're going to see what we can come up with.
Awesome.
Hey, Don?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Where are you from, honey?
Michigan.
Michigan. For airline tickets, do you have any frequent flyer miles, American Express points, Capital One points that we can help you with?
Nope. But I might be able to con my parents into giving me some of their frequent flyer miles because they have, like, millions of them.
Oh, yeah. Sunday dinner. Because I can help you with those
there.
If you need help.
Okay,
she,
cool. I'll
leave. It ain't about charging. She can find a way to do it with points. Sally wants to make this extravaganza smoking, you know. This is our first one, and we're not expecting this one to be the mind-blower, but it will be after everybody gets there. And whoever gets there is going to have the time of their life, and that I guarantee. And everybody's going to leave their life family, because we already are like family, and most of us never met each other. Still never met Stacy. And we have been in and out of the same state. How many times, Stacy, recently?
Oh, man, several. I was in California. You were in New York. On the same day, we crossed through the Detroit airport and the Atlanta airport one time. It's comical.
Yeah, it really is.
That's
really
pretty
is.
Wild.
Yeah, it is. Okay, Dottie, well, good, man. I hope they keep up the good work, bro. How's those things happening on your legs? Are they getting better?
Yeah, actually they are. My doctor said probably another week or two, and I'll be able to remove the bandages.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Congratulations, right, Don. Keep it up.
Thanks.
Keep up the great work, bro. All right, Big Rich, what's up, brother?
Not much. I wanted to call in, kind of be accountable for a change, you know? Because I'll be honest, this last month, I've slipped back some due to the health that I have going on, and I turned back to food, unfortunately.
What happened?
I actually gained back like 6 pounds, 7 pounds this month.
That's better than 16. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what happens. It goes from 6 to 16 to 26, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I wanted to be accountable to it, and I thought what better way than to come on here and say that. And,
so,
I mean, this last week I reaffirmed back to YRG and tightened the belt back up on the foods, and I'm not turning to food again. And the doctor doesn't want me doing, like, a whole bunch of workouts, but he's giving me free rein to walk as long as I can tolerate it. So I've started walking half a mile a night.
Yeah, but I told your wife, I don't understand. There's more impact in walking than there is in YRG, so I don't understand that. Does he even know what you're doing?
I've tried to explain it to him some. I'm actually sending him some videos this week, tomorrow, actually, on email for him to look at to see if he'll allow me to do that. Because he's, like, severely limited me on, like, how much I can lift. And because with the apparatus that I have, it makes things very uncomfortable. Move around a whole lot.
Now, what apparatus are we talking about?
I have a stent in right now between my kidney and my bladder.
Okay. And that's the thing in the heart, right?
No, not the thing in the heart. It's a stent to help with my kidney function because my kidney function spiked, and I think I just have a stone, but they're not 100% for sure. So I have that pain from the stone and the pain from the stent because of where it's placed at and how it irritates everything. So
that depression turns you back to food.
Yes.
Okay. What kind of food did you gravitate towards?
Going back to like the shit food, the hitting McDonald's at lunch instead of eating.
Oh salad. God, you took a header.
Yeah,
I went back
to the comfort foods I used to do. I mean,
you can't even call them foods. I'm not even going to allow you to call them foods. You can call it comfort shit.
Yeah.
You can't call fast food food because it's right. Not food. You know,
I went back to comfort shit. I went back to, like, sweets, and I decided that I wasn't going to keep doing that, and so...
Bro, do me a favor. Do you a favor. Have your doctor call me. I'd love to talk to him. I would love to call what you're doing, because, you know, I don't understand how, because you're just moving your arms up and down and your legs back and forth. You're not even walking. So I can't even understand how he can say that you can't do this workout. Maybe he can explain it to me better, but I'd love to hear his explanation, unless he doesn't, you know, because I really don't think he understands it.
Okay.
And Rich,
let's work with that.
Rich, I just wanted to say that I'm really admiring the way you've taken the bull by the horns here, and you called in and are talking openly about this. You know, you might know this. I've regained 100 pounds back twice in my life. And it's so easy to just let it slide, you know, once the eating starts, but it doesn't have to. And it's totally your call. And you've got a lot of support on Team YRG. Please write to me if you want to. I would be happy to bounce ideas off of. But the key is for me, because I'm an emotional eater, is I've got to really stay on top of feeling the feelings and whatever that is, whether it's stress or fear or anger or whatever. Because that, if I don't, you know, stay on top of it, it will send me back. You know, I gravitate to food sometimes. It's a really natural thing to do. But it doesn't have to rule your life either.
Hey, Rich, this is Sparky. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Hey, not too much. If I can jump in, guys, one thing I'll tell you, too, with your doc, man, how Stacy's saying you're grabbing the bull by the horns here and taking control of your life. Make sure you own him too, man. My doc, when I talked to him, I made sure he understood everything I was doing, and he worked with me to make sure that I got on the right track to take my health back into my own hands instead of letting pills and everything else take it. So, you know, just as much as you're taking your life back in every area, that's one you can do too.
Thank you.
Hey, Rich.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Don. Just want to let you know, hey, I understand. And you know what? We're all there. We've all been there. And we all know that you can do this. So when things are at their worst, don't feel like you have to turn to food. You turn to YRG. You contact somebody. And you say, hey, I need somebody to tell me and remind me why I'm doing this. Because we know you can do it.
Awesome. Awesome,
yeah.
Man. So Richie, how is you as far as, you know, moving around and stuff, as far as your work and stuff, is it affecting you there?
Some, yeah, because, like, I'm supposed to, like, when they need help back in shipping or whatnot, I'm supposed to help back there, but the fact that he put me on, like, a 10-pound weight limit for carrying and lifting, and it's kind of affected all that, so it's pretty much, I'm now just the guy who does all the paperwork, which has kind of stunk some as well.
No, I get it. It also puts you in that seated position, so, which starts all the other shit. So, hey, listen, dude, you grab it up by the horns. If you can't do more than anything, you can control what you put in your mouth. So,
yeah, and Rich,
stay with
Rich, you can still enjoy food and eat clean, believe me. I mean, that's important. You got to enjoy what you eat.
And see, that's the thing where I'm lucky at, because Christy has been making awesome meals and has really been making amazing stuff for me since I started YRG. It's just, I don't know, I got down and I got upset, and so I turned to that crap that I used to eat when I was depressed or upset or hurt or,
yeah,
cause you know, kind of.
You didn't want to feel. I mean, that's what I do. I kind of want to drug myself when it gets too intense. You know, and those are the foods that are perfect for that.
Yeah.
Oh, bottom line is, you're moving on, bro. That's what you need to hear, and move forward and just keep doing what you know works. And then you'll be back on path and go from there. But have your doc give me a call. All right?
All right. I will do.
And or I'll call him. Get me a number, and I'll call him. Whatever works.
Okay.
right. So.
Good luck, Rich. Take care, Rich. We're here for you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Later, Rich.
Okay, so, Sparky, how did you get on that good line? We had you in the popcorn machine earlier.
I was in the popcorn machine. I was in the garage. I was in a box. This is my third phone. And I finally, and the previous two were, not to throw any providers under the bus, but Verizon, and this is a Sprint phone. So.
Really? Sprint, I would put at the bottom of the bus. I would put Sprint at the bottom of the bus with T-Mobile, AT&T. I think Verizon works just about everywhere, but I got an AT&T phone, so you know, I got to be happy. I would have switched over, except for that damn iPhone isn't as good, and I think that's what the only reason AT&T let Apple have that phone was because they knew they were going to get 4G, and actually 4G is going to start for AT&T people on the East Coast April, I think it's the 26th. And then it's going to work its way west to the West Coast. They say it's going to take like 8 months to completely be on. And by that time, then 8-9 months from now, I'm sure Verizon will have the new kick-ass phone that we have, with AT&T. But,
Verizon's looking at rolling out 4G. I don't know when it's going to happen. I got my new phone coming up. I'm going over to a Droid and hoping that their LTE 4G network is much better. So. But I'm here now, so that's good.
That's good. Good to have you, man. So, Spark, I know you're going to be down there with us down in Mexico.
Absolutely.
How many are you coming in for? 3 days, or 3 nights, or 4 nights?
I am coming in for the full enchilada.
Ah, cool.
Awesome.
Cool.
Every day. Yeah. Yep. And
Spark, you
RK
talk to Ashley,
is my
right?
roommate. Yeah, talk to Ashley. Yeah, she hooked me up very, very well, knew everything she was doing. Any other time I've had to plan anything for myself, it's been a hassle. She's like, no, I got it. Don't worry about it. And she had it all done in like 5 minutes. It was a beautiful thing.
Well, you can't beat it, man. It's going to be a great time we're going to have down there. You got any questions about anything, bro?
No, I do. Well, I got to get a fire lit under my ass because I got to finish my videos. And I got to get my certification, and then I got to come down there, and I want to teach a couple people if I can.
That would be awesome, man. That would be awesome. You know, I would love to have you, especially that last half hour part of it, having people step up and throw about a 10-minute workout on some people there, just some style. How you do it is, you know, how you really teach this is by doing it. And I try to get anybody who's trying to certify, you know, get certified, to grab somebody. And, I mean, that's how I originally taught myself when I was originally doing yoga and doing my rehab. I get done doing those yoga tapes, and I thought, I wonder if that will work with this. And I would mix it in with some of my rehab stuff. And then I started mixing it with my old school calisthenics. And then after I started doing it myself, I started to, like, it's easy just to do it once you've learned it, but it's hard to call it and do it until I realized if you just say what you're doing before you do it, it's like if I said I'm going to put my left index finger on my nose as I'm doing it, it's easy because I'm just saying what I'm doing and then not think about it. Then I would let my body, and that's what you guys are really going to be blown away with, because we will never do the same workout twice. If you do all eight workouts, if you're there for 4 days, you do all eight workouts, we will never do the same workout twice. It'll be
different
every time because I let my body take me where I'm going to go. If it's myself, if I'm with 3 people, 6 people, 10 people, 20, 50, I'm watching them as a group and seeing what they can do and explaining, okay, here's the modification. Now, here's where we're going to take this to. And now, if you want, you might want to even take it to here, as opposed to going, here's the hardest, then here's how to modify. Because everybody's going to try the hardest. And a lot of them are going to fail, and they're going to get discouraged. So if you start with the simplest, and, you know, it depends. If I'm with a lot of people who have already done this with me, and it's a road warrior crew, you know, then we're going right to the most intense. Because I already know they can do it. But if there's someone who can, I'm going to say, maybe you want to start here. If you'd like to, try lifting your foot in the air. If you like to do that, try and grab your foot. Yeah, because there's just so many places to go and so many workouts to do. So I think it's going to be an awesome experience, man.
I was going to say, I'm really looking forward to it because, you know, I got to spend some time with Doug in Baltimore here a couple weeks ago, and he was warning me a little bit. He showed me a little bit of the video, showed me a little bit of the new stuff, and, man, it's intense and it's exciting. I can't wait to get into it myself. I've tried a couple things that he showed me, and then we went and did the two-hour Arthur Borman workout, which totally kicked my ass.
Oh.
So,
and that was, for people who know Arthur, and everybody out here does, Arthur did 6 hours. He did 4 hours of YRG that day and 2 hours of power yoga all in one day. Like, because he just wants to keep showing himself that he's getting stronger. He's 52 years old now.
I wanted to share something about conditioning and strength. I noticed this because I started walking again because I'm down in Richmond and the weather's good. It is actually difficult for me now to get winded, you know, even when I'm doing hills. I mean, it's so weird. And I recently moved, and I'm on the third floor, and I was sailing up and down the steps when I was moving my stuff. And people
wow.
who were helping me were totally, like, gasping for breath. And I'm like, wow, I really am in condition. This is so freaking cool. You know? But YRG is so subtle. You know, it works, and you don't really know it's working until you're in a situation, you know, like climbing steps or whatever. But it's amazing.
Or, you know, and I've talked to friends of mine who've done it, and they're women in their 40s, and that who have done the workout and have gone two particular instances was they were hiking, and they were coming down this hill, and they started falling. Now, before YRG, they fall down, they maybe break the hip, they maybe tear their knee, they may get seriously injured. But because of the balance and the core strength, they end up catching themselves, and maybe they hurt themselves a little bit, but nothing like they would have.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all that thing of the repetition. That's why I was with I just got a buddy of mine who I just became real good friends with last night, and he came through my buddy Eric Pankowski, who helped me put all this together, this whole YRG fitness system together. And the guy's name is David Ursland, and his dad is the executive producer of Batman and Jersey Boys. And we just hit it off amazingly. And he said that when he saw the different pictures, and I show, like, six different people, you know, the transformations, you know, and I do it, like, in 3 minutes. Like, boom, 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 boom. And they're like, oh, my God. And he's like, well, how long does it take? I said, well, what do you want? He goes, well, why do I have to do it? I said, well, what do you want? You know, because if you do it 3 days a week, it'll change the way you feel. You do it 4 days a week, it'll change your life. You do it 5 or 6 days a week, you own your life.
Yeah.
Simple as that. You get out of it. More than anything, what you eat and what you do to your body will determine how you feel as you get older. And there's a person I'm talking to right now who's listening who isn't getting older. Everybody is getting older. So, long story short, let's get older gracefully and enjoy it and embrace it because you can't do a damn thing about it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Does anybody else want to add anything else? I'm going to shut the show down sort of early today.
I was just going to tap into what you said because, real quick, I'm coming up on my 1 year. May 10th, I'll be doing YRG for 1 year. I started after I turned 37. When I turned 37, honest to goodness, I felt I was at least 10 to 15 years older than I should have been. I just turned 38, and there's at least a 5-year spread going backwards. I'd be hard pressed to say I felt 33, if not 30, right now.
Wow.
So there's a lot of truth in that. And I just hit 50 pounds a couple weeks ago. So.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Way to go.
Yeah. Awesome. You know, Spark, I will guarantee you, because I know how my body moved and what I did with my body, I guarantee you at 40, you're going to be in the best shape of your life, because you can really peak as a male and a female in your late 30s to 40s and make it like 50s unstoppable. That's where I am right now. You know, I mean, I'm 55 and I'm owning it. I'm calling it the year of the diamond cutter. This is going to be the most important year of my life. And with, you know, Angie just walked by, she said hers too. Angie just made up, oh my God, she made up these fake donuts. Oh my God.
They're delicious.
Donuts.
I saw the picture. They were awesome looking.
Oh, man.
Dipped in dark chocolate. I mean, they are. You see, that's the whole thing. I'm not trying to take these things away from you guys. I'm just trying to show you a different way to eat them that tastes better in the big picture, tastes way better, and are still light on your body. And that whole show that I'm doing, that I'm working together, I'm going to have four different eating plans, and they're all resemblance of what we do here. We're going to see the most incredible results. All right, guys, listen. I hope whoever was listening, you know, got what you wanted out of this and know what we got going coming up in August. And if you can put it together, great. We have to know, we only have X amount of rooms, so we got about another 30 days, Sally. Is that what it is? Is that how long do we have before we have to give back some of the rooms?
Yes.
Okay,
but,
so we got about 30 days. But if you come after that, you can still come. We're just not positive about if they're going to have the room space or not. That's the whole thing. That's why I wanted to get this out there now, let people know. And I'm starting to actually advertise. I got that video up. I'm going to put it up on my DDP TV. I'm going to put it up on my YRG. I'm going to put it. Everyone will be able to see the video mixed in with all the other things. It's basically what you just heard tonight, with my little DDP-isms on there. You have anything else to add, Sally?
No, just make sure if you want to call, the 800 number should be up there too, right, Paige, on the video?
Yep, it'll be up there on the video.
Yeah. Ashley's in. I can be reached by cell phone, so can Ashley as well. We can run, but we can't hide.
Okay, I want to thank Sal for coming on here. The love of my life. I also want to thank Stacy and Sparky for hosting this deal with me. And Sparky, great job getting a much better phone so we could hear you. Save that phone for next week. And thank you, Don and Rich. And Rich, just keep focused, brother. Keep moving forward, man. We're here for you. All right, guys, you've been wonderful. Of course, I thank Robert for putting it all together. I want to thank everybody. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous, but I'm going to go eat some of that chicken pot pie. See ya.
See ya. Bye.
You love me. You hate me. You'll never forget me. Get ready to feel the... Self-high-five.